Hello, this is Paige and this is Muhammad, and
welcome to our podcast. we would like to we're here to talk about the book we're reading in our statistics class called How to Lie in Statistics. And Paige and I are probably just going to go over the first two chapters and talk about what was going on there. And just, you know, go
and
over...
And the fundamentals with the built-in bias, which is within statistics.
Yeah. Paige, you want to go on about the first chapter?
Sure, Muhammad. Okay, so basically the first chapter is about how statistics lies, and how we are frequently unknown to their fabricating. So this chapter basically explains how certain surveys are like rigged and not explained with all the way truths. Like a example would be like, say if they did a survey of how many Americans take showers on a daily basis. Like, American who doesn't take a shower on a daily basis won't go to a person taking the survey and say, oh, yeah, I don't take showers on a regular basis. They're going to say, yeah, because that's just embarrassing. And so when you're doing a sample, it is a very likely chance that the people are lying.
Changes
the odds.
Yes, which changes the odds. But with the whole changes the odds aspect, you can look at, basically this is a, sort of like a sample size sort of question. When you ask, you know, what is a good sample size to use in a survey? You can look at examples like in the NBA with free throws. You know, when they look at free throw percentage, you know, how many you get, how many you miss, they look at the season total, because obviously usually players take hundreds and hundreds of free throws a season. So that is the best distortion. That is the best, you know, demographic to use. And, you know, as Paige said, an example with me, people who take showers or whom take showers and say, you know, there can be a lot of different ways to manipulate the data, or like we can't really trust the data because of the different aspects and elements that really come into play. It's like, say, people with their honestness, because obviously people don't want to say they don't take showers, or, you know, the whole demographic. Like, you can go to a place where they don't have enough water quality, say, you know, Louisiana after Katrina, and say, you know, who takes showers here? And everyone can say, we don't take any showers because they don't have the necessary water supply to take showers. But that clearly doesn't show the United States as a whole on whom takes showers. So that was basically just a rundown of what chapter one was about, you know, how that, you know, dissertation of different aspects of statistics. Now, Paige, you want to start into chapter two? Paige, do you have a question?
No, there is just a point in chapter one when it said, we were talking about a psychiatrist and how a psychiatrist was trying to figure out, he was observing a neurotic person, basically. And it says that it turns out that he has reached this undefining conclusion from studying his patients who are long, long away from being a sample of the population. If a man were normal, our psychiatrist would never meet him. And I don't know, I felt like that was a little confusing. I think what they're getting at is, like, since he is a psychiatrist and since he sees so much neurotic patients, that I guess he wouldn't detect which is a normal man or not. I don't know why that confused me, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it just did. But mm-hmm. that's on page 19, first paragraph. So mm-hmm. yeah. So let's go to chapter two. Okay, chapter two is called The Well Chosen Averages. This chapter basically explains the mean median mode, and it explains, it first opens up with a person who is trying to decide where to live, either in a neighborhood that earns an income of $15,000 or an income of $3,500. Yeah, it's just basically about splitting averages into mean, median, mode, and figuring out when an average can be a mean or an average can be state as a moon, whatever. Delete that part. Okay. And, and they also had something called in here called whopping salary. I really don't know what that means. But, yeah.
Yeah, and I think what Paige is trying to get into is, like, the whole, you know, things could be distorted into a new average or a new mode. Say, like, we, in math, we, or in statistics, we went into the whole,
skew right, skew left. Yeah.
And how those actually affect, you know, multiplication doesn't affect it, or, you know, adding or subtracting will affect it. And there are different aspects of how mean, median, and average kind of go into, play when you go into, when you talk about those kind of things. And that's the end of our podcast for this week. And hopefully you'll come back and listen to us next week.
Bye-bye. Part two, baby.